Hello.
Hello. Yes, good evening. My name is Tony Cullen from Opinion Research, and we're conducting a short public opinion survey in your community and would like to get your opinions. We're not trying to sell anything, or, you know, and your answers will remain confidential. Okay. Okay. Do you or does any member of the household work for a radio or television station, a newspaper,
no,
an advertising agency? Okay. All right, ma'am, and thinking ahead of this November, which of the following best describes how you will vote on the general elections for president, U.S. Senate, and Florida state legislature on Tuesday, November 5th? Would that be, I am definitely going to vote, I'm very likely to vote, I am somewhat likely to vote, very likely, or just somewhat likely?
Very.
Okay. All right, ma'am, in which political party are you registered? Would that be Republican, Democrat, or unaffiliated, independent,
Demo,
not registered? Okay. All right, and now, just what is your main racial background?
Besides.
Would that be white or Anglo, Hispanic, African-American, or black, Asian, or Asian-American?
White.
Okay, thank you. All right, and what is your age? Are you from 18 to 35, 36 to 45,
yeah,
46?
The first one.
The first one.
29.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. All right. Thank you. Okay, now, generally speaking, would you say things in the city of Miami are going in the right direction, or are they off on the wrong track? The wrong track, okay. And from the following list, okay, which should your local elected officials in Miami focus on most to help you and your family? Would that be traffic and congestion, affordable housing, inflation and the cost of things like gas and groceries, property insurance costs, crime and neighborhood safety, growth and overdevelopment, corruption in the city government, or flooding, sea level rise, and environmental resiliency?
You're only supposed to pick one?
Yes, one to be the most important to you, ma'am, and your family.
Affordable housing.
Affordable housing. Okay, thank you. All right, ma'am, now you will now be given a list of some public officials in Miami, you know, that may you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person. If you have no opinion or never heard that, you know, of each person, you can indicate that as well. Okay. The first one will be Raquel Regalado. Would that be very favorable? Some, would that be no opinion or never heard of that person?
No opinion. Never heard of her.
Okay. What about Joe Carollo?
Unfavorable. He needs to get out.
Very unfavorable, just somewhat.
Super.
Okay. What about Manolo Reyes?
Favorable.
Very or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Okay, Christine King.
Never heard.
Never heard. Okay, Francis Suarez.
Somewhat.
Somewhat favorable or somewhat unfavorable?
Somewhat favorable.
Okay, Miguel Gabela.
Never heard.
Okay, Daniela Levin Cava.
Unfavorable. Somewhat.
Somewhat unfavorable. Damien Farrell.
Never heard of him.
Ian Hardiman.
Never heard of him. Hey. I'm on the
phone. Okay, and Eileen Higgins.
Never heard of her.
Never heard of her. Okay. All right. Thank you, ma'am. All right. If the general election for president were held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Joe Biden, the Democratic candidate, or Donald Trump, the Republican candidate?
I wish we didn't have to vote for any, either or.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm not sure. I can't. I don't like neither of them.
Okay. All right. All right, ma'am, if you had to choose today, you know, which candidate are you leaning towards? You know, would that be Joe Biden, the Democrat candidate, or Donald Trump, the Republican?
Well, I'm a Demo, but I'm not going for Biden. Might as well just go for the other one.
So you wouldn't lean towards none of those two, right?
If I have to choose life or death, I'll go with Donald.
Donald Trump, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, okay. When voters go to the polls and want to vote for candidates for office, there are sometimes Florida constitutional amendments and local ballot referendums that are also on the ballot for voters to decide. You will not be asked about a few ballot measures that may be on your ballot, you know, this November. After hearing each, please indicate if you will vote yes in favor or no against the measure, okay? The first Florida constitutional amendment is called Adult Personal Use of Marijuana, and the ballot reads, allows, you know, adults 21 years or older to possess, purchase, or use marijuana products and marijuana
yes.
accessories for non-medical personal consumption by smoking, ingestion, or, you know,
yes.
otherwise allows medical marijuana treatment centers and other state licensed entities to acquire, cultivate, process, manufacture, sell, and distribute such a product and accessories. Applies for Florida law, does not change or immunize violations of federal law, establishes possession limits for personal use, allows consistent legislation, defines terms, provides effective date. Okay, if election were held today, would you vote yes in favor of this Florida constitutional amendment to vote or no against this constitutional amendment?
Yes, 10,000% yes.
Okay, yes in favor, okay. All right, ma'am, and would you say you are definitely voting or probably voting yes in favor?
Yeah, it's my first year that I'm able to vote, so yes, I'm voting.
Okay, all right, definitely. Okay, the second Florida, you know, constitutional amendment is called Amendment to Limit Government Interference with Abortion. And the ballot reads, okay, no law shall
yes.
prohibit, penalize, delay.
You don't even have to read it, yes. I'm going to vote yes, because a woman can do what a woman wants for her body.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, let me read it real quick, because I have to read it, okay, that way you understand the whole thing. Okay, you know, or restrict abortion before viability, you know, or when necessary to protect the patient's health, and determined by the patient's health care provider. This amendment does not change the legislature's constitutional authority to require notification, you know, to a parent or guardian before a minor has an abortion. If the election were held today, would you vote yes in favor of this Florida constitutional amendment or vote no against this Florida constitutional amendment?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. Okay, and would you say you are definitely voting or probably voting yes in favor?
Yeah, I'm voting.
Definitely, right? Or
yes.
just probably.
Definitely.
Okay. And there may be also, you know, also the City of Miami questions on a ballot this year. One of those proposals is known as Watson Harbor. And the ballot question reads, okay, shall the city amend existing leases governing the mixed use of project at 888 MacArthur Causeway on Watson Island to reduce the overall development, extend term from 75 years to 99 years, waive bidding, and acquire at no cost to the city. Previously approved, timeshare residents to be condominiums, increasing revenue to city, inclusion of office space and a new public waterfront and pedestrian promenade along Biscayne Bay. If the election were held today, would you vote yes in favor of this referendum or vote no against the referendum?
Well, it really does have nothing to do with me. I don't live there. So I'm not sure.
So what would you be? What the answer say?
Yes, no. I'll be against it because I don't know
okay.
what they got going on
okay.
over there.
Okay. Well, no. Okay. All right. And would you say you are definitely voting or
yes,
probably voting?
Definitely.
No, definitely. Okay. All right, ma'am. And you will now be given some of the specific, you know, components of this Watson Harbor proposal. Please indicate if you approve or disapprove of each. Okay. The first one said creating a new public waterfront and pedestrian promenade along, you know, Biscayne Bay. Would you strongly approve, somewhat disapprove or strongly disapprove of that?
I don't know anything that they got going on for a waterfront, so not know.
So which one would it be? Somewhat disapprove or strongly disapprove or?
Somewhat disapprove. I don't know.
Okay, what about allowing office space to be included?
Somewhat disapprove.
Somewhat disapprove. Okay, reducing the overall amount of development.
Not like they're going to listen to us. Somewhat disapprove.
Somewhat disapprove. Okay, allowing previously approved timeshare residents to be condominiums.
Somewhat disapprove.
Somewhat disapprove. All right, thank you, ma'am. All right, ma'am, and you will now be given more detailed description of this Watson Harbor proposal.
Hey, how long is this going to take?
We almost finished, ma'am. We almost done, okay? We're almost 80%, so
oh, Lord.
I think this is the last. Okay, this proposal will update, you know, an already voter-approved mixed-use project on Watson Island, which is off the MacArthur Causeway between the city of Miami mainland and Miami Beach. The already approved project includes a marina, two hotels, shops, and restaurants, and waterfront promenade. The marina part, you know, of the project has already been built, and this proposal will allow for some office space to support the viability of the shops and restaurants to allow approved timeshare residents to be condominiums, resulting in over $1 billion of additional tax revenue to the city of Miami. It would also create a new waterfront promenade to allow better public access along Biscayne Bay. This proposal will result in less overall development, meaning that there will be a reduction in the amount of commercial and retail space built in fewer hotel rooms than voters had previously approved. This project is privately funded, meaning no city dollars will be used. Knowing this, would you vote yes in favor of this referendum or
no
against this referendum?
No.
Would that be definitely
somewhat
no against or probably vote no against?
Probably vote no.
Okay. All right. Thank you, ma'am. And regardless of your position, okay, what is the one thing you like most about what you just heard?
About everything you just told me?
Yes, ma'am. Anything that you can come up with that you like?
So you guys are taking the time to call us and hear about it, but it's not like you guys are gonna make a difference. But thank you for that.
Okay. You like that we call, right?
Yeah, you guys are reaching out, trying to hear what we think. But either way, the people are not gonna do anything. They're gonna do what they still want. Yeah.
Okay. That's But they're still going to do whatever they want, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
You guys are just hearing the frustrations of other people, but when it comes down to vote, they're going to do whatever they want to do.
Okay.
Yeah.
What they want. Okay. All right, well, and what is that one thing that you dislike most about what, you know, we just heard?
How long this is.
Okay. But what about that, you know, what I read to you or everything that I read to you?
Talking about Watson Island and all these things that have nothing to really do with the community that I'm in.
Okay.
Those people are rich over there. You're calling me, and I'm in a poor city where groceries are high, rent is high. Either you got to eat a ham and cheese sandwich for dinner and save the chicken for tomorrow, while Walton Island has thousands of rich people living on it, which has nothing to do with me.
Okay, so nothing to do like Walton Island, right?
Yeah, that has nothing to do with, I don't even know why it's on the vote, on the ballot. It's not going to help us anyway. They're going to build, money talks, they're going to build whatever they want to build with money. So.
Okay.
Hey, I heard that.
Okay, ma'am, and would you be more likely or less likely to vote for a candidate who supports this Watson-Barber proposal? If, you know, will make no difference, so you can indicate that as well.
I mean, I don't know who supports it, but it doesn't make a difference.
No difference, okay. All right, ma'am, now, there is another proposal that could, you know, appear on your November ballot. This proposal is also on Watson Island, okay? And deals with Jungle Island. As you may know, Jungle Island, formerly known as Perry Jungle, is an equal adventure park. This proposal would authorize the construction of two residential towers and return the, you know, adventure park back to the city as a new public park for the city residents. If the election were held today, would you vote yes in favor of this referendum or no against this referendum?
So you mean they're trying to shut down Perry Jungle to make houses?
Well, they're going to make an adventure park back to the city.
An adventure park like Orlando type thing?
Eco adventure park.
I don't even know. I mean, yeah, I'll vote so they can leave these animals alone. Yeah.
Okay, would that be definitely vote yes in favor or probably
definitely vote?
Okay. All right, ma'am, and lastly, which of the following comes closer to your opinion about the two potential proposals on Watson Island? Watson Harbor and Jungle Island. Okay, I support both of those proposals on Watson Island. I support the Watson Harbor proposal, but not the Jungle Island proposal. I support the Jungle Island proposal, but not the Watson Harbor proposal.
Opposed to the Jungle Island and not the other one.
Okay, so you support
the Jungle Island,
the island, Jungle Island proposal, right? But not the Watson Harbor.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, and now I'm going to ask you a few short demographic questions before we finish. Just be sure that we have a representative sample, okay? And regardless of how you feel today, for whom did you vote in the 2020 presidential election?
I didn't vote.
Would that be... you told me, right? Did not vote. Okay. All right, then, do you think Miami is growing and developing too fast, too slowly, or about right?
Too fast.
Too fast, okay. All right, then, if you were, you know, to label yourself, would you say you are liberal, a moderate, conservative, or in your political beliefs?
My political beliefs.
Yes, very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, conservative, or very conservative. Okay.
Moderate.
Okay, and what was the last grade or formal education you have completed?
12th grade.
So, high school diploma, right? High school graduate.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, ma'am, with this concludes our survey. I really thank you for your participation and time. You have a great evening, okay? Appreciate your help.
You too. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.